Blink. The Art of Thinking Without Thinking. Learning Without Information. Author, Malcolm Gladwell. A group of scientists at the University of Iowa did some experiments on human cognition. They exposed the participants to various experiments in which they were required to guess several cards in card games. The scientists found that after the participants experienced the game for some time, most of them started to develop a hunch about what's going on, and most of them were able to guess the cards right. The scientists inferred that when humans have some experiences concerning any process, they develop a theory on how that process works. And then all of a sudden, they are able to guess and decide how it works. That's the way learning works. Your glands decide faster than your mind. The Iowa scientists hooked each card guesser up to a machine that measured the activity of the sweat glands below the skin in the palms of their hands. Like most of our sweat glands, those in our palms respond to stress, which is why we get clammy hands when we are nervous. What the Iowa scientists found is that card guessers started generating stress responses to the same cards when experiencing the 10th card, 40 cards before they were able to declare that they had a hunch about the right cards. More important, right about the time their palms started sweating, their behavior began to change as well. They started to develop a distinct feeling around some particular cards. In other words, the sweat glands of the card guessers figured the game out before the card guessers declared they had figured the game out. The sweat glands began making the necessary adjustments long before the card guessers were consciously aware of what adjustments they were supposed to be making. In the Iowa experiment, participants had to make sense of a lot of confusing information in a very short time. Two ways to think. The Iowa experiment tells us that our brain uses two very different strategies to understand information and make decisions. 1. The conscious strategy. This strategy is logical and definitive. It's slow and needs a lot of information and repetitions. 2. The instinctive strategy. It operates a lot more quickly and with less information. It's a system in which our brain reaches conclusions without immediately telling us that it's reaching conclusions. Two ways of decision making. The two thinking strategies lead to two different ways of decision making. 1. A slow way, in which we ponder over the information we have and weigh our options, to then make a well-made decision. We call this process a conscious decision-making process. 2. A rapid way, that is aided by the part of our brain that leaps to snap judgments. That's called the adaptive unconscious. We call this process an unconscious decision-making process. What is the unconscious? This new notion of the unconscious is thought of as a kind of giant computer that quickly and quietly processes a lot of the data we need in order to keep functioning as human beings. The only way that human beings could ever have survived as a species for as long as we have is that we've developed another kind of decision-making apparatus that's capable of making very quick judgments based on very little information. Unconscious decisions are keys to success in business. There are moments, particularly in the business world, when haste does not make waste, when our snap judgments and first impressions can offer a much better means of making profits from new opportunities. Entrepreneurs who can make use of their unconscious decision-making abilities are poised to be more successful than those who rely only on their slower and conscious decisions. Blink or stare. The first task of Blink is to convince you of a simple fact. Decisions made very quickly can be every bit as good as decisions made cautiously and deliberately. However, why are our instincts at times deadly wrong? The answer is that our feelings can get thwarted for one reason or another. So when should we trust our instincts and when should we be wary of them? Answering that question is the second task of this summary. The fundamentals of blinking. The fundamentals of blinking are factors that either help or hinder the process of rapid decision making. The positive factors. Positive factors strengthen the flow of the unconscious and insightful thinking and lead to better blink decision making processes. There are three positive factors. 1. Thin slicing. Thin slicing refers to the ability of our unconsciousness to find patterns in situations and behavior based on very narrow slices of experience. We all practice it in our own lives, especially when we decide to get married. We all thin slice facts and information about our future spouse. We don't wait for years and decades to study our to-be spouses. We just cut through all the information we have to reach an instant judgment and rapid decision. 2. Discovering the sole essential factor. I once worked as a consultant for an insurance company that sells doctors protection against being sued in courts for medical malpractice. I decided to apply the principles of instinctive thinking to this matter. I instinctively concluded that there's a sole essential factor which determines the likelihood for each doctor to be sued, and that the risk of being sued for malpractice have very little to do with the credentials of a doctor or with how many mistakes he or she makes. All these facts hinder the slow and conscious study of the matter at hand, thus leading us to apply the unconscious strategy of thinking. With a blink, I discovered that the sole essential factor was how the doctor treated his or her patients on a personal level. 3. Speed reading the field. Different professions have a word to describe the particular gift of reading deeply into the narrowest slivers of experience. Developing your unconscious abilities helps you strengthen and apply your speed reading abilities to any field you set your mind to deal with. Negative factors. Negative factors can interrupt the flow of the insightful thinking and lead the unconscious decision-making process astray. Those negative factors are priming and environmental priming. 1. Priming. Priming disturbs the clarity of the unconscious thinking process. In an experiment, psychologist John Bogg used a group of undergraduates as subjects. He gave everyone in the two groups a set of words to ponder about. The first group had words like aggressively, bold, rude, bother, disturb, intrude, and infringe. And the second group had words like respect, considerate, appreciate, patiently, yield, polite, and courteous. The students were instructed to talk to the person running the experiment in order to get their next assignment. Whenever a student arrived at the office, Bogg made sure that the experimenter was busy or locked in conversation with someone else. The conclusion was that the students primed to be rude did interrupt the conversation before about 2 minutes. The students primed to be polite, however, never interrupted at all, even after 10 minutes. This experiment explains a negative effect of priming on the behavior of individuals. 2. Environmental priming. It's a psychological fact that white students get a higher SAT score than black students. But it is not because white students are smarter. It is because to be white is considered to be primed with the idea of being smarter. Experiments found that black students did more poorly in exams when they were reminded of their race. Our unconscious speaks to us. You ought to make your unconscious a true friend and motivate it to achieve your highest potential in a blink. We need to accept the mysterious nature of our snap judgments. We need to respect the fact that it is possible to know without knowing how knowledge develops inside us.